How do you get understanding? You get into His Word. You fellowship with His people. You get together and praise Him and study the Scripture and talk about it, right? Yes. They didn't even have a book when they first started. They just had someone who had been with the Lord and was willing to share what they experienced, even though they were told, you can't share that. Are we told that today? In some places we're told we can't share that. Can't share it. When I was a school teacher, they said, you can't share Jesus. It's against the law. Well, it's against man's law, isn't it? But they didn't say anything about the students. Students can share as much as they want. That's why it's important that we teach our young people to share about Jesus. They don't have to give the whole gospel verbatim, word for word. They just have to let other students know that Jesus loves them and wants the best for them, just like He wants the best for us. Amen?
Amen.
They can share it all day long. And so I would always encourage the students to stand, become silent, and if one wanted to share, I let them share. That was legal. That was okay. So we need to share whenever we get the opportunity, because it's okay to do that. God wants us to do that, doesn't He? Why does He want us to do it? Because He loves us and He loves others. He loves all of the children of creation. They're not all His children yet. Only those who accept His gift of love, His sacrifice of love, they are the children, right? They are the ones. You are the ones that can have inner peace in your life. And we're going to talk about today, peace in our life. What does the Bible say about inner peace? Well, the first thing it says is, if you want it, you must be born again. Otherwise, you're not going to have it. You're not going to have access to it. You're not going to have access to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, who will lead you into peace. Amen? Becoming born again is a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice that God will require every person ever born to make. They'll have to either choose Him or deny Him. And He will treat them the way He does based on their choice. He will not grab them by the neck and shake them until they say, yes, I believe it. No, He will not do that. He will honor their personhood. And He will go by what they say. When a person chooses to believe in Jesus, believe His gospel, what He's done for them, they also receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in and brings His characteristics with Him, the characteristics of God, which we call the fruit of the Spirit. That's what God is like. You want to know what God's like? Study the fruit of the Spirit. Because that's what Jesus was like when He was on earth. That's what the Holy Spirit does when He works in us. He tries His best to get us to show His fruit and let others see it, right? Even though they are born again, a believer must choose to live by walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Did you know you have that choice? But most of us don't think about it. We just go on our merry way and we pray and we praise God and come to church and we don't think about choosing, right? We make choices moment by moment and we don't even think about it. Something comes into our mind, we act on it. Well, we just made a choice, didn't we? We don't think of it that way, but we should. We should be thinking of it so we become more accountable for our actions. What kind of actions does God want to see from us? actions of love. How will you show that? By following the Holy Spirit and showing the fruit of the Spirit. That's why he's talking about them. That's why I'm talking about them. That's why the Scripture tells us about them. The Scripture is instructing us. Who gave us the Scripture? The Holy Spirit spoke through men. He inspired men of old to give us God's Word in written form. Amen? In every situation in life, we must choose. Believers must choose. Oh, it's not a one-time thing. I choose Jesus. Save me, Lord. I call out to Jesus. Save me. And he does. But that's just the beginning. He gives you the Holy Spirit to guide you as you walk in this world with him. God with us. God is in there. Jesus is in there. The Holy Spirit's in there. We don't think of it that way. The Godhead resides in us, right? So we can praise God that we have the power living in us. Do you ever think of it that way? I have the power of God living in me. So why do I give in to all these silly things that I give into? Why do I give in to the sin that so easily besets me? That's how the Scripture puts it. So we need to bolster our belief, bolster our walk, right? Peace, though, is not the absence of trouble. You understand that, right? People think, well, I just get to a point where I don't have any trouble anymore, I'd be at peace. No, it doesn't work that way. Peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is the presence of God in your life. That's where peace comes from. Jesus said, peace I give to you. Not like the world gives it, but like I give it. There's no other peace like the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Think back to when you first called out the name of Jesus for salvation. How did you feel in the next few moments?
Wow.
You can't even describe it. You can't describe it. But you know that he saved you in that moment. Peace is the presence of God. It's walking in the fruit of the Spirit, choosing to bring the Spirit of God into every situation in your life. Every situation, not just the tough ones. Oh, there's tough ones, and that's when we usually cry out, Lord, help me. But there are some situations that are good situations. They're easy situations. What do we say then? Praise the Lord, it's an easy situation. Oh, thank you, Jesus, right? So you can praise him in everything from the worst to the best and everything in between. Should we be doing that?
Yes.
Of course we should be doing it. He should be on our mind all the time. Walking in the fruit of the Spirit brings God and his power into every situation in our life. He's always there. All we have to do is speak his name. And you know, when you call on Jesus, we don't hardly ever think about this, because the Holy Spirit does not promote himself. You understand that, right? He promotes the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who went to the cross. That's who the Holy Spirit is promoting. And so when we call on Jesus, what does he do? He sends the Holy Spirit. He empowers the Holy Spirit even more to answer our call. I'm not sure it works quite that way. It probably is that he empowers us to see more of the Holy Spirit and follow him more closely. That's probably more like it. Bringing God into the situation is the only hope of true victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. That's true. But he brings and he prompts the Holy Spirit to do what needs to be done in your life. What's your part? Be humble. Accept the guidance. Accept the walk. Walk more closely with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and that brings the power of God into all of your life. Bringing God into the situation is the only hope of victory over sin, self, because a lot of times it's us, right? Like Pogo said, I've met the enemy, and it's me, right? So we're in there, we're in the mix, and of course, we have an enemy that's in the mix too. What is his purpose? Well, according to the Scripture, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what we're seeing out west. How many people are saying, oh, how could God allow such a thing? Can you answer that question? I don't have an answer for that, except that it's in God's perfect will. Somehow he's going to use that tragedy and everything that came with it for his purpose.
Amen.
I have to trust him. I have to have faith in him. I have to keep my eyes on him. And I don't care what people say, I can't take my eyes off him.
Amen.
Because when I do, that's when I'm going to fall. And I don't want to fall. I want to keep walking in the Spirit. I want to have the victory, but not the victory of, I won, I get my way. No, I don't want that victory, because my way is not going to be the best way. His way is going to be the best way, and I have to humble myself to His way. I have to humble myself to the victory of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I have to walk in the Spirit trying to fulfill those things, those characteristics in my life to have the true victory. Believers walking in the Spirit, sacrificing self to receive the peace of God, those are the people that get the victory. That's the victory in Jesus. It's walking in the Holy Spirit. Is it easy? No, of course not. It's a challenge. But the Holy Spirit is with us all the way. The Lord is with us all the way. And they empower us to walk the walk, not just talk the talk, right? We have to be real as believers. Inner peace. Peace in me. Where does it come from? It comes from walking in the Spirit. It comes from walking in the Spirit. Because when you walk in the Spirit, the enemy has no room to accuse you. Are you going to walk in the Spirit 24/7 the rest of your life? Sorry. We'd all love to. That's what we'd like to do. But it doesn't work that way. Because sometimes we get caught off guard and we do and say things that we don't really mean. And if we do mean them, we're very sorry afterwards, and we try to apologize and make up for it. But we must make a choice. Whatever the situation comes that comes before us, we must remember that the Holy Spirit, the Lord, is with us. And we can choose to walk in the Spirit and get through it, right? Every situation we face, almost, I'll say almost, because I know somebody will say, well, I don't think that one is. Nearly all are temporary. Certainly the things that this world brings to us, the challenges, are temporary challenges. They're going to pass, and we're going to move on. But choosing to give in to the Holy Spirit, give in to the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control, that's what gets us through. Because we're humbling ourselves to the Holy Spirit. And instead of busting out with a bunch of words that I don't really mean, I just want to be hateful at the moment, we don't do that. Because the Holy Spirit says, hey, Just hold up there. Think about love, joy, peace, faithfulness, long-suffering. And don't do those things, right? That's what we all do, right? Well, that's what we'd all like to do. Stop ourselves. And if we do that, where will that leave us? It will leave us in the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. You want to know the peace of God, that's how you get it. It's not by asserting yourself and your rights. That will never work. You must humble yourself. And then the peace of God will come in. In the heat of the moment, the enemy is going to make you think like this. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not getting my way here. I need to have my way. I'm going to go over there and get my way. I'm going to tell them what I have to tell them. I'm going to do what I have to do, and I'm going to get my way. That's the natural person in us. That's the flesh. That we don't get rid of this flesh in this lifetime. So we have to walk in the Spirit so we can deal with the flesh we're walking in. And we have to choose. We have to choose to give in to the Holy Spirit. In that moment, we must remember. Somehow, we must remember. You can even set up a trigger so that you remember it. When something like this happens, I remember I have to humble myself. I have to give in to the Lord. I have to give in to the Holy Spirit. I can't just do what I want to do. I have to do what the Spirit is leading me to do. In that moment, I have to hold my ground and demand His way, not my way. Give in to that. And remember that I'm not giving in to the situation. I'm not giving in to that other person that's bothering me. I'm giving in to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And they love me. And they're guiding me. And they'll take me to that place we call peace. Amen? Amen? And that's where we want to be, isn't it? Yeah. We're choosing to give in to the Holy Spirit and follow Him. And why would you do that? Why would you give in to the Holy Spirit? Because He is sovereign over all things. Is He not God?
Yeah.
Is God not sovereign over all things?
Yeah.
He is sovereign over all things. He is sovereign over the moment that you're trying to get through without sinning or offending that other person. He is sovereign, and He is the God over all who you are bowing to. You're bowing to Him, not the situation or anybody or anything in the situation. We are bowing to the God that loves us and wants to do everything for us to help us get the victory. Isaiah 46:9 says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me." That's the God that wants you to have the victory. That's the God who gave Himself on Calvary so you could have the victory. That's the God who gave you the Holy Spirit to let you walk in victory as long as you'll humble yourself to His leadership. Don't let yourself get in the way. Let the Lord have the way. Let the Holy Spirit lead the way. Peace comes from exercising faith in the character of God and His Word. What is the character of God? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, forgiveness, kindness. All those fruits of the Spirit. That's the character of God. Sacrificial. God that loves us. Amen? We can have peace in the midst of challenge when we remember that God is working all things together for our good. Why? Because we love Him. We've made a commitment to Him. We've pledged our life to Him. And we want to live for Him. All things work to good for Him because He is our God. We are His people. We should submit to that every time, every moment, every challenge. We should submit to that. Well, how will those things work for good? When we choose peace rather than fear, worry, we don't choose anger or disobedience. We choose to humble ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Inner peace results from a relationship with God. You have a relationship with God. I hope you're doing well in that relationship. I hope you're giving Him time every day. I hope you're talking to Him every day. Often. Not just once in the morning and once at night, but all day long. Your heart is making merry. You're singing songs about the Lord. You are loving Him through His presence in you. Amen?
Amen?
Yes. Inner peace results from that relationship. Keeping things in proper perspective. I am not the king of my life. I am not the king of my world. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I need to remember that. But then I also need to remember that Jesus loves me and saved me and gave me the Holy Spirit so I can walk in peace by following Him. Amen. We can accept difficult situations here by remembering that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in us. Well, if He's in us, He's with us all the time, isn't He? He's with us all the time. And that our citizenship is not here. It's there. And we're already part of the kingdom. We're just waiting for the transition to happen. Either by the end of my natural life here or by the second coming of Jesus Christ. Either way, I'm going to be there. Not because of what I did, because of what He did. He opened the door for me to come and be with Him. Did you know that actually we are commanded to live in peace and be thankful? Yes, that's a kind of a commandment. It comes from Colossians 3:15. It says this, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Make Him the King of peace in your heart, in your life, in your doings, in your relationships. And it's not the kind of love that's that phileo, I love you, I want to be close to you. No, it's not that kind of love. It's the kind of love that says, I want to be close to you and I want to sacrifice for you. I want to help you. I want to take action when you need action to be taken. Isn't that what we want from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit? When we cry out, Lord, I need you, we want action. He delivers. He delivers. But you have to listen for that still, small voice. And it'll come. It'll come. Give it a chance. So, interact with those around us in accordance with our mind of Christ. Mind of Christ. You know what the mind of Christ was? I love you. I'll sacrifice for you. I'll give myself for you. We can do that without dying, you know. We don't have to fully die. Oh, every now and then the Lord will call on one of His saints to do that. And usually we hear about it, don't we? We hear about the love that was given by the sacrifice of a life of a person who believed in Jesus and imitated Him fully to the death. But He doesn't call on us to do that very often. But He calls on us to sacrifice all the time. Sacrifice our way. Sacrifice our wants. So that somebody else can be comforted. And that they might even experience the peace of the Lord. Amen? That's really what we're promoting. Bringing peace to others in an otherwise undesirable situation. We did that yesterday. We invited the homeless to come over for breakfast. Oh, we had an ulterior motive. Because we provide a shower out back. And that went well for a long time, and then it started going downhill, and we had to cut it off. Well, they broke it, first of all, so I had to shut it off so it wouldn't just run all the time. So many of them comment how much they enjoy having that shower. The freedom come over and shower. And they want it back. So I wanted them to know our side of the story. We want to help you. We want to show the love. But we need you to help show some responsibility. And everybody didn't come. A few. And I'm praying that they'll pass the message so that we can keep providing something that they need. Can you imagine in this heat not taking a shower for days, maybe weeks? You see, we can humble ourselves and die to ourselves and provide that for those people. Do you think Jesus would want that?
Yes.
Here's a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. So of course He wants us to do those kind of things, and we are trying to do it. Interacting with those around us in accordance with the mind of Christ. Loving, showing love, helping, that kind of thing is what we're trying to do. Praise the Lord. Let our reactions, our actions and reactions to circumstances bring peace to an otherwise undesirable situation. Because they're going to happen. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." Jesus is a peacemaker. He is the peacemaker. And He wants us to follow Him. Have this mind in you that was in Christ Jesus. Be a peacemaker. Help them find peace. If it's just giving them a shower, help them. And so we try to do that. James also adds to this, "Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." We become more like Jesus. Isn't that what you want? I want to be like Jesus. There you go. Help the less fortunate, and it won't always be a happy thing, but you can get happiness from it if you remember why you're doing it. I'm doing this in the place of Jesus, right? So be happy. Enjoy the walk. Jesus loves you for it. God's desire is that we who know Him live in peace. His peace, which brings righteousness. Bringing righteousness. Then we can let that peace shine to others. That's what we're doing. Radiate that peace to others. Bringing the Holy Spirit to light to tense situations. We've had some encounters with the homeless. But we let Jesus shine through. He is the way. Amen? And so we let His light shine so that they'll come back and hopefully accept Jesus. That's in Philippians 2:15. How can we be ready to share the gospel of peace? What is the preparedness of the gospel of peace? It's having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. The gospel of peace is the foundation of our life with Christ. It's Jesus giving Himself for us. That's the gospel of peace. Because we got peace from God through His action. And that's the only way you get peace with God. That's the only way You are reconciled in the Spirit to the Spirit of God. It must come through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why we evangelize. That's why we promote evangelization. That's why we support missionaries all around the world. Because that's what the Lord would do. Amen? It's having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, according to Ephesians 6:15. That's what it says. This means fully committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is our firm foundation. What did he say? Go and give the good news. That's what he wants us to do. And we don't have to go halfway around the world to do it. We can do it right here. If we have the mind of Christ, right? That's what it takes. Be standing on the firm foundation of Jesus and have his mind to share his love and share him with others. This is the firm foundation on which we're standing. Peace which can be realized in all situations, bar none, comes from commitment to the Lord. It's commitment. Commitment to obeying Him. Isn't that what it's all about? We talked about that in Bible study this morning. Where did all of the trouble in the world begin? From the disobedience of the first two humans. Their disobedience is all of this. We're reaping what they sowed. And praying that the Lord comes back soon, right? Sure we are. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We don't have to be troubled or afraid. We have the peace of God in us. But what do you have to do to receive it? Just humble yourself. Quit struggling with it. Give in to Him and follow the Holy Spirit. Those words of Jesus are from the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 27. Don't fear, don't worry, you're on the firm foundation of the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're standing on His work. Is there any greater? Is there anyone who can overcome that work? No, there is only one who can overcome it in your life, and that's you, by the choices you make. You must choose His way. Or what? Your way? How's that working out? You must give in to the Lord. Don't you know He loves you? Don't you know He wants the best for you? That's Him. Give in. Give in. Don't fear. Ephesians 6:11 through 17 instructs believers in Christ to put on the whole armor. Put on the whole armor to fight the battles of the enemy that the enemy is going to bring. This armor includes the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. This is it right here. I have my sword right here. That's the sword of the Spirit. Then verse 15 adds this. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. You are standing in and on the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace between you and God and the gospel of peace between you and the world. Not that it's going to be a peaceful time, but you're going to have God's peace so you can deal with what the world brings you. And you'll be able to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy because Jesus and the Holy Spirit are in you. Amen? Amen? All those things bring the presence of the Lord through the Holy Spirit. You are standing firm on the foundation of The gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news. No matter what happens, if you're trusting in Jesus, where are you going? To be with Him. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No.
I don't think so. Amen. The gospel of peace is the message that Jesus gave to those who trust in Him. They trust in the good news. They trust in His message. Here's the message. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. When you speak the name of Jesus, you're bringing good tidings of glad things. The thing is, we have to remember to do that. We have to take ourselves out of the fiery moment and put ourselves in the mind of Christ and speak the peace, the gospel of Jesus. Their feet are beautiful because they bring the good news of the love and sin-cleansing power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's the only way to gain that peace, trusting in His work of salvation for us. Amen?
Amen.
As soldiers in the Lord's army, we must always be prepared for battle. Oh, it's Sunday morning, you're all dressed up, you're coming to church, you stop at the gas station to get some gas, and something happens. Somebody confronts you. Oh, your beautiful Sunday morning is going down the tube until you stop and remember, wait a minute, Jesus is with me, the Holy Spirit's guiding me. What can I say? What can I do to help the situation? Even if it's just, I'm going to ignore this and turn, walk away. Sometimes that's what you have to do. But whatever it is, honor the Lord. Do what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. So we are soldiers in the Lord's army. We are promoting what? The gospel of peace. Here's our weapon. This is our sword. What's in it? The gospel of peace. The Word of God. That's what we're promoting. The gospel of peace is the foundation for the footing that believers must have to move forward in a sin-fallen world. We have to have it when we enter spiritual battle. We are not strong enough on our own to carry the battle. It is the place where we find the peace of the Lord when our enemy pushes in hard. What am I talking about? The gospel of peace. Retreat in yourself and humble to the Holy Spirit. Then you'll have the strength. Then you'll be on your way to victory. When we are equipped with the gospel of peace, we have the resource of the power of the Holy Spirit. Until we stop and call on the Lord and He lets the Holy Spirit know, hey, we have a need here. We're working in our own power. We need to call on Him, not only to withstand the enemy, but have the victory in the struggle. Are there times when you've been in the struggle with someone? You tried to witness to someone, you kind of walked away shaking your head. I don't know if I made did I gain any ground there? I don't know. Humble yourself to the Holy Spirit. Get the victory. Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. I don't know how many times I have to say it. That's not a one-time thing. Not a one-time thing. Moment by moment by moment. Jesus, help me. Jesus, I need You. Jesus, save me from this situation. And the Holy Spirit starts leading you. But you have to humble yourself. You have to go back and call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. Humble yourself. That's what humbling yourself is. It's not groveling. It's not giving in. It's calling on the strength that you have so that you can walk in the Spirit, so that you can give in to the peace of God. which passes our understanding. And then we can look forward to walking in victory. That's how we gain the victory, by humbling ourselves and letting the Lord have the battle. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, "Preach the word," meaning the complete revealed truth of God's word in the scripture. Here is the solace we need to continue the battle. We must return for refreshment more and more and more and more. We have to come to it. We have to experience that refreshment. It's what we need. Being in the Word, sharing the Word, living the Word keeps us ready, keeps us connected to the gospel of peace. We need to stay connected to be ready in season and out of season, always being ready to humble ourselves to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, so we can speak His love. That's the only way it's going to happen. Then we'll be able to continue sharing God's Word, bringing peace to those in anguish, whether it's a mental, physical, or spiritual anguish, or all of them, you'll be able to bring the Lord in His peace, and then you'll start making some headway. Most of all, it's a spiritual situation due to the eternal consequences which may be suffered. Mental conditions, they'll pass. Physical conditions, they'll pass. It may take going home, but they'll pass. But what will not pass is the need for Jesus Christ as your Savior. Their need for Jesus Christ as their Savior. That never passes. The shoes of peace that God supplies His soldiers also supplies our confidence in the position we have in Christ, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. He is our hope. Amen? And He's in us. We are in Him. Works both ways. This is how God empowers us not only to stand firm, but have peace in taking His stand. Do you realize that? It's His stand. We're speaking up for Him. Here's the opportunity. Here's the challenge. He puts it in front of us. What are we going to do? Are we going to speak, or are we going to let Him speak? We're going to humble ourselves and let Him speak. Or do. Maybe we need to do something to show His love. Do it. Do it. In truth, in the truth of God's Word, regardless of how terrifying the circumstance, when we walk in the Spirit and call out to the Lord, He hears us. He hears us. And He becomes our shield, the shield of faith. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Our shield of faith. 2 Thessalonians 2:15 encourages us to do as the Lord's apostles did. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions. What are the traditions? The apostles' tradition. Living God's Word. Living in the Spirit. Hold that tradition which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. That's why we live for the Lord. We show our young people, our sons, our grandsons, our grandchildren, our children. We show them the value of living in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit is walking where the apostles walked. In Christ, sharing His gospel of peace. Trust Christ. Trust Christ. Trust the Word of God through the apostles. Commit yourself to the gospel of peace. Walk in the Spirit. and share Jesus. That's what the Lord is calling you to do. Yes, in all of your busyness of life and all your comings and going, put that in. Put that in. Walk in the Spirit. Share Jesus. Not just by word, but by action. Take the chance. Don't put yourself in peril, but take the chance of helping someone when you can. Amen?
Amen.
Ryan, would you please come? Let's go to the Lord. Father, help us. Help us to choose to be bold in walking in the Spirit and sharing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with others that we may contact during our daily life, Lord. Help us to take a moment to stop and think. Stop and share. Stop and show Jesus to others that your kingdom may be furthered, that it may be enlarged. Lord, people need you. Help us to see that and to take action to do it. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.